Blog Talk Radio.
Black on Black. Black on Black. OPN. OPN. Wish fam. And they thought they were gonna be let off the hook.
Rest in peace, Tim Russell, Melissa Williams, casualties in organized cop killings, 12 Caucasians and a Zimmerman, a mental Latino. Sorry, man, black cops are about to get mad. Cause you work right along with us. Black cops are about to get mad. Cause you work right along with us. Black cops are about to get mad. Cause you work right along with the Klan. Black shield, black police, the officers. Why y'all ain't condemn racist cops?
What?
Cause a black cop will shoot us down on sight.
Yeah.
So they do the job of racist whites. Police Patrolmen's Association try to inflame this hot situation. Union president is Jeffrey Fulmer. Paul Redneck has a way with words.
Yeah.
He said the cops did a good job for real. He's right, they did a good job killing.
Yeah.
General Donna Brown, she broke it down. Demanded apologies from the clown. The Reverend Twan jumped in it quick. Accused the union of talking reckless. How can I break it down? Put it in a rhyme. Cause I was there, huh? On the front line. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Here's the reason police keep killing us. We're too busy keeping our mouths shut. Let's tell the truth what this is. Murder, massacre, modern day lynching. Our life doesn't mean nothing, man. Gunned down over mufflers in a pop can.
Yeah.
25 minute chase through two cities like they were hunting blacks in slavery. Cleveland cops, those cowards ain't right.
Nope.
They wouldn't chase nobody through Pepper Pike. Since police roll like beasts in the Cleveland streets. They bum rushed Heritage Park in EC. 137 shots for 13 cops. No gun or shell casings on the spot.
Nope.
The mindset, the example starts at the top. Let's see how Frankie Boy dealt with the cops. Mayor Jackson, his quote about the killing. We need to care about the cops' feelings.
What?
Holden Frank wanna start a riot? So Art McCoy looked the mayor eye to eye. To represent the people and make it clear. You don't solve it, 013, you out of here. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. Touche, this world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. The system, touche. Still I'm a child, I've been abused lately. You hear about police brutality all the time on the news daily. You think it's great, we take another look. Cause all the pigs in my city just look at me as another crook. No ship runs, there's no such thing. But had dreams that I had to shoot one to run up on me. Trick a happy crooked cops, what's the reason? 137 shots in East Cleveland. Two people dead are on top, family grieving. It's spread like the plague, it won't stop till the season. No treason can stop the protest. We marching this evening, steady out for justice. The clutch fist in the air. Black power, the first pig never did. The fat cowards.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
I guess we could tell what kind of show this is going to be today by just how we started out. Of course, that is Swish Fam featuring, of course, D187. I'm looking at the phone callers from 216703, followed by 216278. Those are the first couple of callers that we'll start out with. But welcome once again to Man in the Streets, Chapter 3, Verse 28. MAN, which is an abbreviation, acronym for music, activism, news. The number here for those online who are listening, feel free to be brave enough to call in at 646-478-0944. Before I get to the first couple of phone callers, let me just give you three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. So have pens, pencils, paper, notebooks, laptops, desktops, iPhones, smartphones, for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I will listen. Not sure for how long because we only have an hour, but you get the idea. I will listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I may take the time to see what's on your mind because along with the creator, you all do make the show. So without any further ado, I want to see what's going on with that 216-703. How you doing this evening?
I'm doing fine, Blackout Sound. How we doing?
Oh, I'm doing well. What about yourself?
Well, I just want to let you know that gospel track is in the making and it's sounding very well. On top of that, I just want to know what you're going to do with the station tonight.
Okay, then I'll tell you what. We'll probably get into a couple of subjects that you'll find very interesting. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you what. We'll go over some older events, but we're going to talk about Stop and Frisk, who's behind wanting to bring that to Cleveland, and a few updates as to the first track we started out with. Just a couple of updates, so to speak.
I don't want it to be all about the tracks. I really just want to hear what you got to say about Voice and Radio. I love your show. I think you got one of the best shows that's emerging right now in 2014. I'm loving the man in the streets. I'm loving everything you're doing in the community, outside of the community, and everything that you do. I really follow you. You're the man. You're the man in the streets.
Hey, I appreciate that very much, my brother. I really do. And how can people get in contact with it? And what is it that you do? Because I know already you do production work. You do all kind of things. So what is it that you do, brother?
Well, I'm the founder of Blackout Sound. I do music. I do art. I have my own studio right now. When it comes to production, if you just go on the site, look at the two videos and go to Blackout Sound on the internet, you can reach me and get my number. I'm Joe Legacy. I'm Joseph Motley Jr. And I'm very serious about this music. But like I say, it's all Man in the Streets and Voice It Radio. Voice It Radio. I really love y'all. If it wasn't for y'all, it's no me. I love y'all. Thank you.
Hey, man. No problem. We appreciate you. If you hold a line, I promise we have something for you. And thanks a lot.
All right.
All right. Peace. As a matter of fact, before we get to our next phone caller of 216-278, and then following that, okay, I will take the time, I guess, to go to 216-486 as well. But what I want to take the time real quick to do is, of course, with this Blog Talk Radio on Mondays, I will let people know, should they use this phone number? Hey, it's all about that informational type of thing. If you use this phone number of 646-478-0944, 9 p.m. Wednesdays, Cleveland Standard Time, Hood Talk Radio, international politics broke down to a local level with Emacs and the Mindset. And then you also use this same number of 646-478-0944, Fridays and Saturdays, 8 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, Hood Tunes Radio, Music Business 101 with my man Emacs the Image. So with that being said, I'm going to see what's going on with that 216-278 who has been very patient. 216-278, what's on your mind this fine evening?
How you doing? This is DeMar down with Blackout Sound. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing excellent. What about you?
Maintaining. Blessed. I would like to hear the last track from Blackout Sound.
You know something? I will do that for you. I'm looking at it right now, so I will do that for you.
Thank you, sir.
No problem. Thank you.
Good work, man.
Hey, I'll do that, and thank you very much. I appreciate you for listening.
No problem.
All right. That's why I say you never know. Sometimes people will press the button. Sometimes others will say, I just want to listen, but I want to know what's on your mind. So before I get to the request and before I get to 216-486, let's work our way backwards. Top 10 list from a Monday to a Monday. Number one being at the top, but everybody who's mentioned is top. So number 10 debuting, Rico King. More on that later. Number 9 debuting, Lady Leah. More on that later. Number 8, Mom and Pop Hip Hop, Backyard Bash. The Backyard Bash went excellent. Number 7, Urban Survival debuting. They held their Stop the Violence rally yesterday on Kinsman, even as it rained. So big shout out to them for what they did. Much respect. And, of course, they've got a member, the man by the name of Dollar Bill, who's a member of the Black Studies Board right there at Cleveland State University. That's a beautiful thing. I'm also blessed and honored to be on that board as well, alongside such greats as, of course, Dr. Williams, Silver, B in the mix. Mama Porter, Brother Kahar, who's the chairman of the New Black Panther Party, so that's a nice thing in itself. Number 6, Sheriff Kilroy, hosting a major OPN event. More on that later, a couple of appearances coming up. Number 5, Ballhead Fred, performed KGZ, Killjoy Zimmerman Live, giving out those videos of Hidden Colors 3. More on that in just a little while. Number 4, Solomon Kane. Definitely more about that brother later. Number 3, OPN ENT, Solomon Kane Friday. That event, as well as the Ladies First 3, Cabaret the past Saturday. Number 2, by major request, Black House Sounds. And number 1, Queen Nana with Black People. So with that being said, I want to know what's on the mind of 216-486. 216-486, how are you this evening?
I am doing fine, sir. And I'm waiting to hear, to see if there has been anything concerning the 137 shots.
Well, I tell you, you all like for me to get into trouble, but I tell you what, I will get into that issue very shortly because you ask about it. I will definitely do that.
Thank you, sir.
No problem. I definitely will get into that just for the simple fact that I do believe that I need to definitely touch upon that subject. So what I'll take the time to do real quick is give you all maybe one thing that's coming up, because there are a lot of different things coming up. So I just want to let people know, this is a good one, the Huff Festival, a.k.a. A New Day in Huff, is this Saturday, starting with a pancake breakfast at the Thurgood Marshall Rec Center right off East 85th and Huff. Now, the time, they say it's like 6 to 11, but I'm letting people know now. Make sure you're there between 7 to 10, 15 to 10, 20, because they will run out of pancakes. That's just the way it is. And at 11 a.m. this Saturday, you just come join Black on Black Crime Incorporated, the Black Man's Army, the Hip Hop Workshop. As a matter of fact, there'll be a lineup for the parade at East 89th and Huff. So wear your shirts with logos, bring flyers, maybe some business cards for yourself. Come on out and join us for, of course, A New Day in Huff Festival, and that's coming up this coming Saturday. Now, we're on the theme of festivals. This Sunday, August the 3rd, the Puerto Rican parade lineup is at noon. East 18th and Superior. East 18th and Superior. Going back up towards, we'll say, East 23rd, maybe even further, because there's always a lot of entries into that parade. The start off will be about 1:30 p.m. Now, the thing is, join us if you want to walk that parade route with logos, banners, as, of course, the Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Hip Hop Workshop. Take a nice little walk. down to the municipal lot where there'll be Latino foods, all kind of entertainment, that type of thing. And, of course, have your shirts with logos should you have them, flyers for yourself, some, even a banner, something to advertise yourself. Look forward to seeing you with that lineup at noon. And with that being said, since I love making announcements, but I also like to listen to the people who call in, I have to get on that subject of a request and look and see what I have in my notes and also play this request. One of my favorites, My Life Comes First. Of course, you got the man up, Black House Sounds.
My life will come first, then life come first, then your life will come first. A lot of tragedies, I can't put it in words. Blood money, your money, it all transferred. So tell me what's so difficult to get an answer. So tell me what's so difficult to get an answer. Everything is on me, so I had to man up. Everything is on me, so I had to man up. I ain't guilty, y'all.
I can never be defeated, I can never be away. I had to man up, I had to man up. I can never be defeated, I can never find a way. I had to man up, man up. Homeless a few times from the bottom to the top. I was just dropping hard to grind. That's when people rob and steal and kill themselves all the time. These Americans get shot up, homicide. He was trying to get the dough, but she was trying to live a lie. You will be exposed, cause you can't hide behind lies.
No more
sick of being represented and punished by a guy. Whatever system's taking over against all lies. Did you think this a game show to get a door prize? Family realize it ain't never a true God if it ain't about God. Find a number, follow the herd and celebrate your mind. Even if you fail true liberty, it takes time.
Keep it clean. It's the only hip-hop show that has radio DJs, politicians,
newspaper reporters, out-of-town guests, independent celebrities, and sound advice. This is the Hip Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1 featuring Sound Solid Entertainment DJ Dollar Rock, United North member Squad Gotti, and Monolithic representative, the Sheriff. Yeah. This is AUG, always underground game. Got the new CD coming out. Underground levels again. Make sure you check for it very soon. Check out www.myspace.com. Always underground game. Yeah, yeah.
This is the Hip Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1. This is the Hip Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1. Yeah. Hip-Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1. This is the Hip-Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1. Yeah!
And of course, welcome back to Al Porter, Man in the Streets. That's Music Activism News, Chapter 3, Verse 28. And, of course, I'm thankful that a lot of people have chose to use that number of 646-478-0944. I know somebody else called in, a 216-906 number, called in just to listen, but I promised them I might pick on them a little while when they call back just to see what's on their mind. Before I get into any other story, I want to let people know they can choose to use, well, let's tune in to some shows that may be thoroughly entertaining, such as SOTC Radio, WCSB.org, tonight at 1 a.m., 89.3 FM, Cleveland Standard Time, and then, of course, followed by 216 Radio. 216 Radio, which is on WCSB.org, Saturdays, midnight, 89.3 FM, Cleveland Standard Time. Find a lot of regional music, a lot of underground music all across the nation, and very, very interesting things that they do have. I also want to take my time, because I don't do it a lot of times. You all say I don't give out information and what's going on, so I want to definitely take the time and let people know, since I see it happening, tomorrow, see, that's why I keep saying have something to write something down with, tomorrow, Spitboxers, 3327 West 32nd Sackett at City Break Studio, off of West 25th. That's right. Spitboxers, 3327 West 32nd Sackett at City Break Studio off West 25th. MC Battle with Champion LP, Written Champion, De Niro, Producer Champion, Star Child, plus performers Malachi, Rico King, Kid Fresco, Razor Blade. Also upcoming, August the 19th special. You know, you have spit boxes, all right, at 8 p.m., but on that day, there will be the community cookout sponsored by the Blueprint Barbershop grand opening that will start at 3 p.m. with a live DJ. So you can come on out and vibe to that. I think I'll be there pretty much, a few others, just to check out what's going on. And that will be, of course, 3 p.m., community cookout, and that will continue up until Spitboxers starts at 8 p.m., and the Blueprint Barbershop is next door to Spitboxers. So that's kind of like an easy-to-make-it-to place, if you think about it. Now, somebody, ooh, called in earlier, and I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Get my composure together so I can be, like, very calm in this one. I need to be calm and say, you know, that in the case of 137 shots, it looks like each family quite possibly settled for $1.5 million apiece. Now, Tim Russell's family thanked everyone for their support and asked people to give them privacy. Now, the family of Melissa Williams have already had, and it's very interesting, it seems like some sort of squabble, disagreement over money. Families, both sides, they claimed it was about justice, not money. Now, one particular caller on my radio show Black on Black Crime Incorporated member, has been out there, of course, in the media as of late, because Lainey Woods, who brought the family to Attorney Reed. Now, let's think about this. She brings the family to Attorney Reed, the Williams family. And Attorney Reed promised, not only on paper, verbal and all of that, that's why it's important to have contracts and everything like that, that he would at least not only have a finder's fee, but that he would fight vigorously and hard to represent the family all the way through court, not making it about money. Now, you know, it's very interesting because, as Lainey pointed out on a Facebook page, shameless plug of Alfred Porter, JR, period, after she had appeared on the news, you know, the Williams family settled for $1.5 million. Looks like both families. So you look at what Attorney Reed, representing the Williams family, settled for. Then you look at, of course, David Malik, who could have settled for, instead of settling, he could have fought for a full at least $5-plus million on his side. Both sides could have fought to the very end because the criminal case was not over. Remember what we talked about? This was a civil suit case that could have carried on. That didn't happen. It's not because the families just jumped out there themselves. They had coaching from attorneys. And it's sad because with that $1.5 million, once divided, it looks like certain family members and attorneys would make more than Melissa Williams' mother. That's sad. Now, Pat D'Angelo has been causing all kind of havoc and heat because he represents the police union. He's the police union's attorney. And he said it's all about the money. But with the scrambling to make administrative changes from family members, which is a nice way of saying arguments about money that has been initiated by attorneys, it's a sad thing. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go back in time recently. It was a Sunday, the day before Monday, when there was, quote-unquote, a meeting, and the civil suit was decided upon. Ms. Woods invited Brother Art McCoy and myself to a meeting with the Williams family, attorneys, and all of that involved. That's the day before Monday. But the attorneys felt otherwise. So instead, the attorneys decided that, hey, everything's good, it's cool, but you don't need to meet with any other member of Black on Black Crime. Why? Because they knew that we would have been just like Ms. Woods and demanded that the family hold out, stand back, and all of that. And you know you're in trouble when, you know, the probate court isn't, you're not supposed to release any type of monetary statements at all to the public until it goes to probate court. Once it goes to probate court, then you can say, well, the city settled for this, that, and other. But this type of information, because it hadn't been totally worked out or worked through, it was a sad thing because the families and the attorneys began to at least break rank on these rules. And it's sad for me to look at the attorneys because, let's face it, the attorneys were not out there when a lot of us activists got up on the steps of City Hall. The attorneys weren't there when people like Don Bryant tried to deliver a petition, of course, McGinty, to recuse himself. He ended up getting hit on the wrist by, of course, Councilman Johnson at that time. The attorneys weren't there when Black on Black Crime Incorporated, OPN, stood up in the middle of a city council meeting to stand up for the families involved a day after Mike DeWine's report. And it was at that time that Councilman Johnson wanted to call the police. And if Conwell hadn't stood up, a few of us would have been escorted out or ticketed. The attorneys weren't there when we marched through with the new Black Panther Party and chased Mayor Jackson out of council chambers through the halls. That video is still out there. You can definitely see it on YouTube. The attorneys weren't out there a majority of times during the snow, the rain, Martin Luther King's birthday, when we marched down to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And definitely they weren't out there. The attorneys weren't out there alongside Miss Woods and several others, such as Black on Black Crime Incorporated, when we went down on that beautiful chandelier. But everything was dark in the inner city and dark on justice for 137 shots. So, you know, I have to put that out there. But then again, this next song that I'm sending out really does say a whole lot, because it's time for us to realize that no matter what, we have to definitely unify on what's right, not what's wrong. And listen to the words of this track. Particular track comes in number one this week from Queen Nana. Some heartfelt words when you listen to it. Black people.
Man, it's bad enough that we've been brainwashed. Then they got the nerve to blatantly just kill somebody and just think they can get away with it. Man, the season's got to change.
Hey there, music.
Of course, welcome back to Man in the Streets. That's Music Activism News. That's 646-478-0944 phone number. Tomorrow I know I'll be going to a funeral early on for, of course, Marsha Hare's mom, Mama Hare's. I want to take a moment of silence. Thank you very much. That lady, man, she was like matriarch of her family, did a whole lot. And it's beautiful to have family coming in all the way from Akron and other places for that. Left a mark. I also want to say that tomorrow at 4 p.m. at the Black on Black Crime Incorporated headquarters, located at 14715 Euclid Avenue, the storefront at 14715 Euclid Avenue, Black on Black Crime headquarters tomorrow at 4 p.m. discussing the East Cleveland merger. What's the next step? East Cleveland-Cleveland merger with, of course, the ultimate advocates, Black on Black Crime, and then you can turn around. And on that Wednesday, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, that's Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Wednesday, 7:30 p.m., the meeting at our headquarters of 14715 Euclid Avenue. Red light camera petitions will be there. You can come through. Come sign them. Just take a part in what's happening. Also, I want to take the time to at least give out, go to some information of something that happened, and just say that, of course, I have to take the time to say that OPNENT, the Ladies' First Three Cabaret, was powerful the past Saturday night because of the brothers who showed up to support, such as, of course, Twan Billings, Big Merle, as well as others such as Spade 216, Ronnie B, Suave Gotti. Ladies who stood out was, of course, Coco Z, the Mixed Mistress. Now, she had a great time, excellent time on the Wheels of Steel. Blue Flame, who headlined, as well as Sue Bella, Honey Kapow, Nefertiti Avani. And because she earned a right to perform at next week's Spitboxes by showing an hour early at that event and staying until the end, of course, Lady Leah, she earned that distinction. We look forward to seeing her perform at Spitboxes a week from tomorrow. And shout out to Poison Ivy, a.k.a. the Diva, who not only hosted, did an excellent job emceeing, freestyling, and all that, but fed people as well. I mean, that was a show in itself. And while I'm at it, might as well go and take this new trip, and let people know that this coming week, I want to definitely thank people in advance because voiceitradio.com has asked me to be the guest of Hot Mess in the Morning. This Wednesday at 10:30 a.m., that's 10:30 a.m., Cleveland Standard Time, and then you turn around the next day, and from Thursday, 3 to 4 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, it's the Black on Black Crime Incorporated hip-hop workshop radio show on voiceitradio.com. So, you know, I'm having a great time here giving out information, and since I'm having this good time giving out information, can I go back in time a little bit and say the day before? Now you see how OPNENT earned their way up on there. Lady Leah earned her way up on this top 10 list. It's behavior and what you do in the streets. OPNENT, they presented, of course, Solomon Kane, where Al Porter hosted. It went well, where artists such as Underground Supremacy, that's right, Underground Supremacy, DJ Rex, The Sharp, Riff Raff, Businessman Black, Boogie and Cream performed. Pete Paragon from SOTC Radio and Brother Stokes from BMA spoke, as I was also able to perform. The good news is that Rico King was chosen to perform at this Tuesday's Spitboxes for tomorrow by the host and our Spitboxes investors, and it was because he was not only on time, but he had a hot single. One thing that's still troubling is that when I speak the artist about giving their CDs. If I'm on a mic and I ask artists to give your CDs, flyers, or business cards to on-air DJs like or myself because we can take you internationally, and the only two artists who handed me something was Ballhead Fred, who not only performed KGZ, which is Kill George Zimmerman, but always hands out positive or conscious material, and, of course, Spade 216. As for the rest, I just don't know. Pete Paragon, he did give me something to start playing on our radio show as well, and that's exactly what we will look to do. As a matter of fact, I saw the number pop up earlier. Maybe they have something on their mind. One thing I love to do is just see, and they might not have wanted to speak. But that's all right. I want to see what's going on with 216-906. 216-906. How are you this fine evening? Which let me know they just you just wanted to speak, and that's good. So I'll put you back in that category. And should I get into this story or should I not? I feel almost like Two-Face from the Batman movie, cartoons and all that. I'll flip a two-headed coin. Both of them means that I want to speak about it. So, yep. This is an interesting topic. Is he drinking? Again? As the entire country knows, according to, of course, the Washington Post. Now, like I said, I just wanted to ask, is he drinking again? Because as the entire country knows, according to Washington Post, the New York police were able to stop suspects based on suspicions about their behavior or appearance. Now, cops could detain, question, and potentially search pedestrians if they had reasonable suspicion that the pedestrian committed, is committing, or about to commit a felony or penal law misdemeanor. In other words, you got a chance to play, we'll say, a psychic. So cops could pretend to be psychics. Now, only a drunk wouldn't see a potential problem, which is what happened in New York. See, let's put it like this. What happened in New York City, where the vast majority of those stops were of black and Hispanic people in the stop and frisk law. Now, federal court banned a tactic in August 2013 last year, saying stop and frisk was used in a discriminatory fashion against minorities. Now, in the ruling, a U.S. District Court judge ruled stop and frisk violates the 14th Amendment promise of equal protection, as black and Hispanic people are subject and were subject to stops and searches at higher rates than whites. Now, a true alcoholic can argue against any logic or fact. Well, that's true. Which brings up Cleveland's favorite arrested and convicted drunk, Councilman Zach Reed, who wants the controversial stop-and-frisk tactic called unconstitutional by a federal judge to come to Cleveland. Now, an alcoholic can rationalize anything. As Councilman Reed says, it's not stop-and-frisk, but he wants stop, question, and frisk to come to Cleveland. All right, let's rewind this just a little bit. And I think I can speak about drugs because, trust me, there's a reason I don't drink anymore. But anyway, he said he does not want to bring stop and frisk. His exact words, it's not stop and frisk, but stop, question, and frisk. Now, although Reed cites out-of-control gun violence, I can agree, in believing the police should have every tool in their toolbox to get that illegal gun out of your hands. Now, Reed wants Mayor Jackson, Safety Director McGrath, and Police Chief Calvin Williams to meet with New York counterparts to create a working policy for Cleveland. Huh. A real alcoholic has unfair and unreal expectations. Trust me, I know from my programs. I may not follow them all the time, but I follow them enough to realize that if this didn't work in New York, then how will this work in Cleveland? Now, an alcoholic may take the easy way out by bringing in an unfair law that even Reed admits unfairly targets his residents when he should be coming up with and demanding better City Hall alternative services. There are a lot of times that there were a couple of meetings. I talked about it before on this Monday program. A lot of other people talked about it, including Sister Kim, I should say it all the way out, Kimberly F. Brown of the Brown Report newspaper. All right, that's better. One of those meetings is when we openly talk to Zach Reed about starting other programs, getting more outside groups to come in, keep the streets safe. That is harder work here and there, but it's the work at that time a few months ago he agreed to and said, right, I agree with you on that. You're right. Here's my card. Call me. I called him. He said, yeah, that's no problem. I told BMA, Black Man's Army, a few months ago when we were just, like, getting things up and running on the ground and black-on-black crime and a few others who would like to come in, walk up to youth and others, talk to them, start getting their mind into a different frame of work. And that may take him more time to do, but the easier way out, when you admit that you're about to let something come through that you know personally is not the greatest, wow, there's something special about that. Since I'm looking, and I tried my best earlier, and it looks like that 216-906 number didn't want to speak so far, I'll send out a song. Maybe later on you might want to chime in or hang up and call back if there's something you want to say. But right now I'm going to play, of course, Emax the Image, and the reason I'm telling you what his name is, a lot of people thought I was playing the original track, which I'm not. This brother from the 216-440 region, hey, this man has some vocal firepower. This is my man, Emax the Image, giving you his version of a classic.
I'm not afraid to
do for love. That means that Alfred Porter Jr. better get himself together for not only the creator but community. Definitely a shout-out for my mom and others involved. When you know you have something on purpose, I have to act like I know it, continue to work on self. Also, I got to send a shout-out to this artist. They wanted me to give him a shout-out on the air. I shouldn't do it. Haven't heard from him, but that's all right. Artist by the name of L Boogie. They had a new single out called Freakin' Dog. So I'm looking forward to hearing from that. And also, before I get into a couple of things, some announcements real quick. Who has the Power Radio? Who has the Power Radio? Also on Blog Talk Radio, Mondays at 7:30 p.m., the 914-338-0665. Of course, that's the number to reach them. My man, of course, Mr. Yancey. Also, you can go to Facebook for Miss Contagious, Bored and Restless Radio. Feel free to mention us on any of these programs. They'll appreciate it. I know I always appreciate it when somebody says, hey, I heard your program mentioned on somebody else's show. So that's always a blessing in itself. Got to stop, give you time enough to write, and just say this Saturday, August 2nd, shout out to my big brother, JB from EC. Of course, East Cleveland is his birthday, actual birthday. Know he's having him another birthday party somewhere, so enjoy it, my brother. As Spock would say, live long and prosper. I also want to take the time now, gave you all time enough to write some things down, go back and mention that the Art McCoy Radio Show, Sundays, 5 to 7 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, cleveland.com, and that's, of course, on 1490 a.m., W-E-R-E. See, I'm giving you time enough to write stuff down. You all say I don't do that. Well, I'm doing my best to become a changed person in this type of thing. And finally, I'm going to take the time to say that on August the 9th, 2014, the Glenville Festival, the parade will be at 10 a.m. lineup at East 105 is Superior. That's right. Don't wimp out on us. Feel free to come down and join us on that walk, and that's on East 105 is Superior. 10 a.m. Special note, the Kinsman Dads Band and Big Moochie of 71 North, they'll be performing. My man Rich Lucky, whose music, excellent R&B artist. That track called Re-Elect Barack Obama, no matter what your thoughts are, that particular track was like a major for him in a string of many. Brother has done excellent gospel and R&B. And, of course, he'll be there at hand. And at 3:40 p.m., I say get there at 3:15, because if somebody doesn't go on early, I'm not going to say, no, I have to wait till my time. 3:40 p.m. scheduled time, so I'm going to change that to CPT. That's right, colored people's time. At 3:15 p.m., East 88th Street stage, Sheriff Kilroy will be performing. Have a few surprises. Trust me, there'll be a few surprises during that 10-minute segment. And after that, there'll be a walk on the red carpet featuring, of course, the Black Man's Army and a few other surprises. And I want to thank the Glenville Festival for acting like artists make a big difference. Like they said, it takes a lot for artists to come out to a festival. And many artists who do come out, you've had major names who come out, and some realize the importance and say, well, I know I'm not getting paid, but I need that, quote-unquote, exposure. And being at that East 88th Street stage right up front, you know you're good. You know you're excellent as an artist when you cause a couple hundred people to stop where they were going and look and see what you're doing. And it's an honor, because also on that stage, during that day, you will see Black House Sounds and several other artists that you may have already heard of at this point. I want to take the time now, since I've been getting into a few things like that here and there. Just enjoy you all being here. So I will take the time to give you a couple of other pieces of info that I have in front of me, such as Mondays at 2 a.m. That was like way a few hours ago. You have the Butter Show. WRUW.org, Cleveland Standard Time, 91.1 FM. You know, the Butters, Garb's Infinite. He works alongside the Ohio Hip Hop Awards, so that's probably somebody you need to listen to get your music to, just suggesting. And then Sundays, On the One, at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, and that's, of course, WRUW.org as well, 91.1 FM. They deal with jazz, funk, rare grooves. Nothing slow, but jazz, funk, rare grooves that you don't even hear a lot of times anymore. So you want to hear some Charlie Hunter, some Herbie Mann, a few other things like that, classic James Brown. That is definitely a station to tune to at that time. I just want to thank you all again for tuning in. I really, really, and that was said, will cause some people to think. And as I go backwards, back into time, I just want to say that it's nice to be able to get through almost every story. Next week, we get a chance to talk about carrying guns openly in the streets of Cleveland, where Mayor Frank Jackson fits in, and a few other thoughts on that. We will definitely get into, I had to wait until it died down because I hate dealing with stories when it's just hot, 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 and everybody's an overkill. But I think we'll get a chance to even talk about none other than LeBron James. Interesting thoughts on that, as well as quite a few activities that will be coming up. You know, those festivals, those meetings, the outcomes this week, and, of course, Creator and you all being there. So I'm looking at, what should I throw out here? I want to throw out an MC. I'll throw out a legendary MC that goes by the name of Suave Gotti. That DNA level C, well, it's all about the DMA with that GMS anthem. The GMS anthem. Peace.
I'm all about the DMA. I wrote my first rap in 82. Yeah, I'm an old timer. But I can still open up your mind like vagina. Rush like Ernest Biner, clock green like Lima. Bean on the scene is the lyrical rap designer. Yes, it's the S-U-A. Buddha bless you, say. Those who oppose are laid to rest, you may. Remember me, old school, making fucking songs. Back when your mama was playing Donkey Kong. I used to chase heifers, but no nasty girl could put their hands on my classic curl. Now who's the man to represent C-Town? I let them know everywhere I put my feet down. Cause deep down, we can put a foot in each town. Tell us to bow down, come here and get beat down. Cause we cap peel, crack grills, and crack deal. Don't sleep on 216, these killers pack steel. Must I be like that? Must I chase the cat? I got so many underground hits, I should win a ghetto Grammy. It's the S-U-A-V-E-G-O-T-T-I-A. Lyrical rap messiah. Ghetto Bible is my means for survival. DNA level C, hip-hop something to die for. Tall like the Eiffel, no, I mean terminal. Take a raw dose of this hit North Coast. Kill a bounty, raid Cowahoga County. Making 216 love songs like Will Tony. My man Pedigree, yo, he better be in the office hooking up the next issue. Ghetto Mind. And that voice goes off like PMS. The time we invest, we put in GMS. We turn paper to paper. The latest Cleveland paper. Front page, we grab a get stoned from skyscraper. Cause in my ghetto mind, there's no one as hard as me. Then Fool started rapping, now he's singing R&B. I knew he was a buster, I knew he'd turn out singing. Hold that thought, my burnout's ringing. Must I be like that? Must I chase the cat? Definitely in the mix, then throw your hands up high.
get in the clubs and hang out with thugs and throw your hands up high. Cause the GMS Monthly Ghetto Mind State is the only magazine I buy.
Yeah, what's up? Oh yeah, you trying to hook up with the GMS advertisement? Yeah, but look at here, you start out as low as $15, you know what I'm saying? Be looking for like a full page, we can work something out. You trying to get some color with that?